Checking in once again with Quincy, City Clerk Nicole Crispo, the Chair of the Board of License Commissioners, to get an update on the June 7th board meeting. How are you, Nikki?
I'm good, Joe. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for taking time to talk to us back in person now, right?
Mm-hmm. So we met yesterday at 4 p.m. We are back in person in the boards and commissions room. Agenda item number one, hearing regarding the request of the Thomas Crane Public Library for a special use permit, 1-day beer and wine license for an after hours at the Crane, the Jazz Age, on Friday, June 17th from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And this is open to all residents. It was talked about by Christy Lockhart, who works there at the Thomas Crane Public Library. She talked about the event. They will have dance instructors, they will have jazz music, light refreshments, and the Townsend will supply I believe it's beer and wine. And they are anticipating about 100 people to show up. They're encouraging all the new condo renters and owners to come over, meet and greet with your new neighbors. And they had a great turnout last time. So that went through 5-0.
Excellent. That's, I'm guessing, at the ground level atrium space they have there.
It is, yes. Yeah. Excuse me, that went through 4-0. Chief Jackson was unable to attend the hearing yesterday.
Okay.
Agenda item number two, hearing the regarding the request for Kilroy's OTS 14 LLC, doing business as Kilroy's on the Square, Kerry Delaney, manager, for a transfer of the on-premise all-alcohol beverage restaurant license presently held by Tully's Cafe, Inc. for the premise located at 24 Cottage Ave. The applicant also requested an alteration of the license premise to reflect renovations, including shifting the current bar to accommodate a new small kitchen. Kerry Delaney was there to speak on behalf of Kilroy's on the Square. And as you may or may not know, Kerry Delaney already owns 16C next door. And so this, she plans to have a pub fare, a little more lighter fare than an entree that you would get at 16C. She'll be open for lunch 7 days a week, and doesn't really have a time yet for opening due to costs, shipping issues and things like that. But, as soon as she gets closer, we'll be sure to let people know.
Okay. So shouldn't be confused with the Chamber of Commerce, Kilroy's on the Square, right? It's separate.
Right, right. So that venue in the back there of Cottage Ave for the open space park area. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Kilroy's on the Square, 14 LLC.
Okay. Okay, so Tully's is becoming a new restaurant, basically.
It certainly is, yeah. And 1 o'clock license, so bar as well.
Okay, very good.
Okay, and that went through 4-0.
Okay.
Next was agenda item number three, hearing regarding the request of the Prez Pub, Inc., doing business as Presidential Pub, Javi Galbalt, manager, for a transfer of the all-alcohol beverage general on-premise license presently held by Rycon, Inc. for the premise located at 29 Temple Street. Javi Galbalt and Arthur Foley were there to talk about the changes at the Presidential Pub. So no real changes. They may clean it up, put a coat of paint on it, but they won't be closed. Javi has been working there for a number of years already under Jesse, and now he and Arthur Foley will be owning and running the Presidential Pub.
Okay. It's been a staple downtown for many, many years.
Absolutely. And that went through Four to Zero as well.
Okay.
Agenda item number 4 was hearing regarding the request of Bedelvi Inc. doing business as Wine and Market, Sunil Kumar Patel, manager, for a transfer of the off-premise package store, all alcohol beverage license, presently held by 2030 Ocean Street LLC, for the premise located at 67 Billings Road. The applicant also seeks a pledge of the license and inventory to the Rockland Trust Bank. Attorney Matthew Porter was there to speak. Sunil Kumar Patel has run stores in the past. He is TIP certified. They will have tobacco and packaged food there. And that store will open from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. And that went through 4-0. And that is up on, did I tell you Billings Road? Yeah, 67 Billings Road.
Okay. Norfolk Downs for us old timers.
Exactly, exactly. The old cleaners.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Let me go there.
Okay, gotcha. We both know what you're talking about.
Exactly. Agenda item number 5, hearing regarding the request of Quincy Market LON Corp. doing business as Quincy Market, Hugh McDonald, manager, for a transfer of the off-premise package store wine and malt beverage license presently held by 33 Washington Street, Inc., for the premise located at 33 Washington Street. The applicant also seeks a pledge of license and inventory to Rockland Trust Company. That too was represented by attorney Matthew Porter. Jamie Cucinata is the licensed manager and plans on opening the store probably around mid-July.
Okay.
And so, that went through 4-0.
Excellent.
We also had a late agenda item, which was one-day liquor license for Heritage Sports Ventures to accommodate the playoff schedule for the New England Free Jacks at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Sunday, June 19th, Saturday, June 25th, and Sunday, June 26th. Since they got into the playoffs, they wanted to extend their one days.
Oh, okay.
So that went through 4-0 as well.
Okay, very good.
And our next hearing will be on June 21st.
Okay, which is a Tuesday, right? Yep, the day after Juneteenth holiday.
That's right.
Okay, great. Thanks so much, Nikki.
You're welcome.
Anything under city council, city clerk news we should know about?
We changed the date at the city council meeting on Monday night from September 6th to September 12th because of the election date being on September 6th.
The mayor told me that there'll be no school that day, September 6th, because of the primary.
That's right. Yeah, we're going to get into a new pattern of having administrative days for the teachers and look forward to probably combining some of our polling places in the near future.
Yeah.
Not this year, probably for next.
Okay. Yeah, we'll talk about that as it gets closer, obviously. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, is it papers done now, all the nomination papers? Does that come to a conclusion?
Most of the nomination papers are done. There are non-party nomination papers that are still circulating. But other than that, the party nomination papers are done. And so we're moving forward, preparing for the state election September and November.
All right. Appreciate it, Nikki. Good to talk to you.
Okay. All right. Bye, Joe.
Bye.